Goldberger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing.
Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and this is our Wednesday night program. And I believe it's the 11th of April, 2012. So, everybody, let's do a emotional clearing for everybody. And this is just a sample, a little demonstration to show you that it works. So think of one issue that you've had, maybe the day or two, maybe today, or, you know, further on if you want. But just think of one thing. And it could be something that maybe you're very curious about. Maybe for some reason something happened at the age of 13 and you wanted to have that cleared away, that one issue, okay? It will not take away the whole theme because you could have 500 or more issues for that particular theme, but we will take away the one issue that you're thinking about. So bring something up, and I'll count to five to release it from you. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And see how that looks to you. Kind of visualize it again. Look in your mind's eye, if you would, or whatever you want to do there to bring that issue forward. And you should see it normally the way it was before. Some people, the issues are gone that caused them trauma. They try to find it, and they need to get out a pair of binoculars to try to look for it, and that's even hard sometimes. And but if you do see it, then look at it, see how your body is responding to it. Remember, this should take away the trauma, and you should feel more at neutral and non-reactive to the situation. So I'll do one more. This is for people that might live in their feeling body. And those people sometimes don't feel anything on the emotional one. It's kind of very rare to have a person like that, but we'll do feeling next here. Same issue. And it may be like icing on the cake for you. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And if that still appears to you, we'll do a mental clearing. Because you may have put it into the mental realm as you look at it. And you don't live in emotions or feelings. So here we go. Same issue in the mental realm. Releasing that from you. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody. We will not have our Q&A tonight. But we'll talk about some of the clearing. So tonight is self-empowerment night, so if you wish to call in, you can. And talk about, you know, what clearings you may have had that's more recent to you possibly and how you feel about them. Or what clearing, you know, really, you know, changed your life. That'd be good, too. So we'll see if our co-host is on. Are you out there, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Yes. Hi, everyone. And thanks for having me on tonight, Ron. No Q&A tonight, so I'll put that in the fast chat unless someone else wants to instead. But that's fine because there seems to be a lot of questions on the fast chat right now. Can we get started with them?
Yep, go ahead. I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. From the beginning, I see one from Newbie. And Newbie asks, is everything that he or she sees real? Is what they're seeing real on the planet?
Well, that's a good question. First of all, you must know that what's possibly in you. Now, you could be right now listening to the program where you're here 2 hours out of the month. So if that's the case, then you're going to see things much differently. Now, all the other times that you're not here, then a replica of you is brought forth by whatever alien race chooses to manifest you. So from that standpoint, is what you're looking at now real? Well, it's probably a hologram. So what we'll do is a clearing here. I'll bring in energies. So if you have any pets around you, maybe you have a dog or cat. If not, you may have flowers or something. So look at something, and we'll make it real because what you're looking at is a holographic display created by the timelines in the alien realms of consciousness. And these are the external forces around you that you're looking at. So here we go. And it's best to look at something that has been living, like flowers, or that is living, like a dog or cat. If you maybe have a bird, maybe you have a parakeet or something, that would be fine too. Or even like maybe you have a reptile, maybe you have like a little lizard or something, or hate to use the word snakes, but you might have something like that around. And here we go. So do focus on it, look at it, and we'll change the energy to take away the cloned replica of it that's a clone, probably just like you, comes real every 2 hours out of the month. And here we go. We'll see if we can change and make it into a light body with the spirit in it, except snakes will not have that, but you're still going to see them change. We won't have a spirit inside of them, but it'll still be a form of light energy as it gets rematerialized. So here we go. One, two, and if you have any food in front of you, let's make that real. That would be interesting. Or a drink. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Okay, now I'll just start counting more. So 10, you should have saw it change a little bit. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 200. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 300. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 400. 10, 20, 30, 40, something just changed right now for some people. 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 500. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. Here we go. Going to be real now. Bring in the source energy of this creation. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll see if we have any comments or callers coming on here. So what you were focusing on is now should be typically real here. And it's created from light. Otherwise, it's created from the dung pile. All creations that the darkness uses is from the dung pile, and that's how they do their physical manifestations. So back to you, Kathy.
It's so great that we're able to experience your ability to make things real, and it would be wonderful to hear from people who can see that more keenly, to type in your comments or call and share them with the rest of us. And so thank you for that, Ron. And Newbie's asking how, if we are so corded and cloned, can we ever ascend, even if we've done the barcode removal?
Yeah, the ascension, if your body's a clone, will not at this moment right now ascend. That's why we're doing the clone replica removals for people. But we do have to find, you eventually. Hopefully we will. So that's probably what the question would be. If I'm a clone here living, will I be able to ascend? Well, remember, the darkness that has created the creation of the clone that could be you right now, the light will not recognize that. It doesn't recognize darkness. Only recognizes light. So that's one way to look at it. I'm still working on other possibilities here, but as of right now, that would be the case. Was there another question there, Kathy?
Does the mind get its information through cords?
Well, cording is how people connect to each other, and that is the mind-based energy, yes. So if you had no mind, you would not be able to cord. The heart will never cord anybody. So the only way you have cording is through the external forces out there creating a program for that program to be activated through you. Remember, they created the program, and that's the way it works. So you are using their program, the darkness program. And one of the things that you can use is through doing cordings. And that's how they want you to be and to do these things, to take away people's energy. When you cord somebody, then automatically you're attached to them, and they're attached to you. It doesn't matter who does what kind of cording. You're basically connected, just like you're in the same room breathing the same air and everything else. So you don't want to have any cords attached to you. That's why we do the decording calls on Tuesdays at 5:30 PST. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and Liz is asking, is if snakes have spirits?
Normally, they do not. They could have turned into, they could come into light to have a spirit, yes, but those are our life forms that were brought here by darkness. So it's not that they're that bad, but the darkness brought them in here, and they just don't have a spirit. But they could be changed if you wish. If you happen to have a snake yourself and you know in your room, or maybe you know of one outside, I'm sure we could put a spirit in there. The light could recreate the body of it, and it could be a light body with a spirit. Back to you, Kathy. Did I hear a beep out there?
Yes. If there's a caller, go ahead and state your name and your question for Ron.
Hi, guys. Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. Hi, everybody. I mean, Kathy. Sorry. It's Elizabeth.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
Thank you. You have a comment for Ron?
Yeah, actually, I have a couple things. I'm going to try not to take too much time. But the first one was I started doing my emotional whole lifetime healing. And I did it yesterday.
Great.
And, yeah, it's really great. And I did it twice because the first time for the first couple years, I didn't realize that there was audio with it. So I went back and I ran it a second time after I had gone through all the years and chakras. And then I noticed, like, during a couple of them, I was getting, like, annoyed. So I took notes of, like, which years that was, and then went back and I cleared them over again. And I was just wondering if I needed to do it again, or did it feel all right? Should I do it one more time, or just wondering if I was doing it right?
Well, that's a good question. Okay. The first thing is if you have audio or not, it'll still work, number one.
Oh, okay. Cool.
One is if you felt annoyed during, yeah, that's just the energy leaving you. Remember, when you take away, well, in fact, I'll talk about somebody that I did, this is probably in 2001 or something. Thereabouts, maybe even a little bit earlier. I was doing an emotional clearing the same way that I do here, kind of down the chakras. And this man was very, very intuitive. And when I got done with the clearing, he just stood there and he was watching it. When he got done, he said, "Ron, I saw everything in my life that I knew about before my eyes leaving me, like it was in slow motion." And actually, you know that it takes about 20 seconds to do each particular year of your life. When I was doing it back then, it probably took me maybe a minute to a minute and a half to do. But he was seeing all the scenes. And he says, what was very surprising for me is that I've always had this anger or sense of loss, because he said he just got through restoring an older Corvette. And he says, I had a fire in my garage, and it destroyed the Corvette, plus, you know, the garage, too. But he didn't really mention about the garage too much, because it didn't really have that much of a meaning, but the Corvette did. And he says, boy, I really had a problem with that, and now I just look at it, and I know it's gone, and you know, I can live in peace now with it. But he was seeing everything before his eyes that was really a trauma. Now, some people will actually feel and sense that energy as it leaves them, because what we're doing is, when you do the clearing, we're going in there and we're opening up you, we'll say, all the created energies, your thoughts, the emotional imprinting of you, and they're being released instantly. And it's possible you could see them. So your body could have a little reaction to that, and just seeing it on the way out. It's not going to sit there and stay with you. You might just be on some level of your consciousness or your body consciousness actually feeling it leave you, which can give you a little body reaction. But once you finish the clearing, one time, it's done. So there's no real need to do it over again. If you wish, you could. You should not feel any changes on it. And if you do feel a change, normally to get the healing completed, like I said, it takes sometimes for the body to respond, it takes about 3 days. but the clearing's mm-hmm. done. So if you do it again,
okay.
you might just be refocusing on an issue that could be there. And instead of taking 3 days for your body to get back into balance with it, to become non-reactive, you might be doing it faster than that. But if you want to, go ahead and repeat it. But normally, one time, you know, it's done. Once the clearing goes through prenatal and stops, it's done automatically. Nothing for you to redo. That's what's so nice about all the light shift clearings is that one time and they're over with.
Okay. Yeah, it felt pretty good to me.
So when you look upon your life right now, you feel pretty much non-reactive, but most people would feel like they just landed here for the first time, you know, after watching a bunch of videos of the planet here, and you're ready to start life here.
Yeah.
Feel that way?
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. I had a similar experience, and it felt pretty good to me. And I actually had certain memories come up that I had sort of forgotten about, and then it sort of led me on, like, chains to different things, like this made this happen and that made that happen. And you know, I didn't really see every emotional issue, but I saw some of the big ones, like the banner ones, and I did cry a little bit, and I did sort of feel like annoyed and had this sort of like knot in my stomach like most of the time I was doing it, which was interesting. But then like I did it with breaks, so you know, I got up and walked around a little bit, and consistently as I was doing it, I noticed like every time I would get up, I would feel like a little bit lighter, and then like the second break I would feel even lighter, and the third break I would feel even lighter. So it was consistently like just lighter and lighter and lighter. So that felt really good to me.
Did you have any of your vertebrae pop back into place, or knees or ankles pop when you're doing this? But that happens to a lot of people.
Yeah, actually, my vertebrae did in my like mid-back the first time I stood up, and I was like, wow, I'm actually stretching. Like, I definitely felt like my body felt different. I don't really know how, but it did. It felt more elastic. I just felt like more of me was here.
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, you do get more of your spirit with you automatically when mm-hmm. you do the clearing. Because remember, the densities, what you're clearing is the judgment stored in you. And so your spirit mm-hmm. cannot come in to help you wherever these densities are stored. You don't know where,
right.
you know, the body's computer is going to store an issue. You know?
The judgments, yeah.
Judgments of thought, yeah. So once you do that, you know, all of a sudden you're squeaky clean again. You know, so. And you're going to be able to probably, what will normally happen for most people, probably including yourself, is that the people around you that had their storylines that you kind of related to, you know, it's going to be like, been there, done that, and walk away, Renee, and they start complaining about their situation that you were all involved with, you know, maybe over the last 10 years, you're going to say, well, mm-hmm. I had my clearing, and I don't need to talk about this to help you any longer because I don't want to get wrapped up in your stuff. I'm cleared now. Before, I was trying to help you and help
right.
me, but I don't want to go there any longer.
mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it definitely feels like it'll be more like that.
Yeah.
I also had a second question, if it's okay.
Good. Okay.
Okay. The second question is, I purchased the timeline crashing for 1 week for my brother, and I started doing it today, and I've been keeping notes, and basically I just wondered, like, if I change the time, like if I set it to run overnight, is that okay? And I also... what I put into Timeline Crash were the dates that I believe he was abducted onto. So I put in, like, March 18th, 2012 to the present. So that's what I've been crashing.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. Kind of hearing some weird noise here. I don't know if I'm still hooked up or not.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, good. So, yeah, just do that. And that works out well. You might even want to do 1 day at a time or something, or the day that, you know that something happened to him. But that's what I would do. What you're doing is perfectly fine.
Liz, I think we've lost you on the audio portion. So sorry, but we do appreciate you calling and asking you to type into the fast chat. And I heard another beep, Ron. I'm sure you heard that too, everyone. Let's see if that's Liz or someone else. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Kathy. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Oh, hi, Larry.
Hi, Kathy. Ron, how are you doing?
Doing great.
Great, Larry.
Can you hear me okay?
Sure can. Go ahead with your question.
Okay,
or
great.
Comment.
I had a question for Ron, a two-part question, part A and part B. And the first part I have is, do some movie stars on TV, do they have a glassy face, and it sort of blends and blurs together, similar to the Palladian blondes, possibly by interbreeding? And I was wondering if Ron had a comment about that. That's part A.
Well, let's see here. Well, there's a lot of clone people. Now that you know that people are clone, and that's a given, you can sometimes see them change. So since you're talking about movie stars, yeah, you can see them change from movie to movie. And sometimes they get younger, and you go, what's happening here, you know? So did they make the movie, you know, 20 years ago, and now they're doing it now? But, you know, but yeah, it all depends how they're being used or what's using them. And is that body really the same body that was in the last a movie that this person could have been in? So, yeah, it's very possible that, you know, remember the alien races, these Utes, unwanted universal travelers that are helping us out here for their benefit. And, you know, these, you know, the unseen realities that we deal with here, unfortunately, have their own agenda. And so they want to bring forth the perfect specimen that they can create to show them off to the other races. And that's probably why people tend to see people differently throughout, you know, the time as you're growing up. And, yeah, it's very possible that they could have a real beautiful-looking face, and they could be 60 years of age looking like they're 30. And that could happen very easily. So, yes, all that could be true. And for the average person, they just think, well, they got another, you know, they went to a doctor and had plastic surgery. And I guess the ones that are not available or can't go into the clone factories to be brought up here over again, then those people may go to plastic surgery. And then they look nice for a while, and all of a sudden they don't look nice after that, so they kind of are not, they're probably more human. So that's one way to look at that. But now that we know about the clones, and if you don't know, then come on the call that I have on Thursdays, 5:30 PST, and we do a clone replica a release for you, and you can feel yourself changing. And one of the main comments that I have from people during that call or after it or when you talk to people is that sometimes they have a physical condition, maybe an ache or pain or something, and all of a sudden once those clones that had it are released, it just goes away. And so why would it go away? Because that they're using the last blueprint of you and copy and pasting that. So naturally, if you have an illness, maybe you had a sore throat. And well, the next clone coming forward is going to have a sore throat. And then the next one, because it's all the same program. So when you get these things released from you, all of a sudden, when you do come back here and you are, you know, the true you, for the amount of time you can hold it, you know, you're not going to have probably that condition. Naturally, when they do get a hold of you again, maybe it takes a week. Are you going to have, you know, that sore throat then in a week? If you just got it released maybe on Thursday, well, you probably won't have it, so they're going to replicate you without the sore throat. So that's a very good thing. So you can have a lot of healing just by having these replicas being taken away from you. And that's why my mission here is so difficult for people, because the clone bodies don't understand what I'm talking about. The real you will. So how do I help clones? Well, what I'm going to be doing is, and I always felt this, and I sort of doing it off and on, is I realized that after 2012, since there'll be a lot of clones on this planet, and they could be real clones without a spirit in them, I'll be able to bring them into the light and give them a true spirit inside of the replica body, and then they'll be human again, or human for the first time. Remember, the unwanted travelers, you know, out there, the ones that we, you know, don't know about, but they're always around, that these energies are here helping us according to the way they want to help us. May not be any help to us at all, but sometimes they could be. Remember, there's always a gift in even the worst situation. You have to realize that. And so what they're doing for you, through you, is one thing could be awful. The other way, it could be maybe not so bad, because they could actually try to help you. But what's the trade-off? But they are controlling you. You have to realize that. So you want to become the real you. And to become the real you, you need to get on these calls. That's what we do to help people. So after 2012, we'll say, if we're here, maybe we're, say, we're a year away right now, and we're in 2013 talking, I'll probably be doing clearings to get the replicas of you if you're here, and also the real clones, give them a spirit in their body and an actual body of light. Remember, once those clones live for a certain amount of time and they start to decay and not, you know, that they just don't hold up, well, what are the those forces out there going to be doing to them? They're probably going to terminate them and bring up a new one. So you look at all the people around you. Are they going to want to be destroyed? No way. You know? And so it's a pretty awful thing. You know, what happened, as you mentioned, about the movie stars, you know, as they may have changed throughout their career, what happened to the old one that did a movie 10 years ago and they look different today? What happened to that replica? Or it could be actually a clone. It's probably destroyed. It's very unfair to the clones. Very, very unfair. So if you know where I'm coming from, that's what we'll be doing, is helping them. So second question, Larry?
Okay, the second one, Ron, is that the cloud ships, they appear that they could be Talosian cloud ships from the Talosian alien race that use timelines to spread propaganda through our TV and media and through these timelines, they put clouds into the brains of the people concerning misinformation. Do you have a comment about that?
So is you're talking about the people in Telos, as far as Talosians, is that what you're saying?
Yes, it seems like wondering if they could be Talosian cloud ships that are in the sky, the clouds, and seem like that could be their true reincarnated nature, that some are, some are born as movie stars with a glassy face, some are born as cloudy faces, and then I'm not talking about the dragons that are born as cloudy dragons in the sky, but I'm talking about the Talosians. They could be born with technology that's cloudy spaceships, cloudy beings, and cloudy clothes, and cloudy technology, and homes, and everything, cloudy planet. And their whole technology could be all cloudy indoctrinated because they are a cloudy genetic race. Maybe their planets are planets, even a cloudy genetic planet, for all I know, that could have been created. And I'm wondering, could this be their true form? Could they be bringing propaganda through timelines to us to cloud up our brains? And is this part of their function?
The race, or a race, not any race, could be the cloud agenda, possibly. Are they bringing, maybe that's why we use the word our brain is clouded, you know, sort of. That could be what you're talking about, Larry. Maybe they're bringing a part of that inside of us to resonate to the clouds that are transmitting to us. I would say, you could be onto something there. But I would think there's, I don't know who would be in charge of the clouds, but, that's a possibility.
Okay, that's great. Okay, well, thank you, Ron. I appreciate your input on that.
Okay, you're very welcome. Back to you, Kathy. We could probably talk about the body jump start and maybe the other clearings that we may have there, if you wish.
We have some clearings that would be very valuable to each of us to do for clearing out the densities in our bodies. And Ron has made available an extension of time to take advantage of the body jump start. So if you haven't taken a look at that, let me just repeat or tell you for the first time what's on it. And I understand we have a call, and I'll get to you just as soon as I'm done here. So thanks for holding. The body jump start special, it's got on it mind of the body clearing, infection body clearing, blood and circulatory system clearing, magnetic and twisted body alignment, and the body system rejuvenation clearing. And the last three I mentioned are extensive. They really, there was like being on the light ship, but you kind of take care of it yourself as you go along, as you have time. So take a look at that, and we can talk about it again in a minute. We'll take this call. So thank you for holding. Go ahead, caller. What's your question for Ron and your name, please?
Call was dropped or I got cut off before. But I just wanted to say thank you for all of your help. And also, I did talk to my brother today, and he's still in the hospital. And I said, you know, how are you feeling? And he said he wasn't doing so good. And I said, well, you know, I'm doing a couple things, like, on this end to help you out. And he's like, suddenly was very lucid and was like, yeah. Like, whatever you're doing, it seems to be working, so keep doing it. And I was like, okay, I'll keep doing it. And it was like, he doesn't know anything about timeline crashing. I haven't talked to him about any of this. So hopefully, I just wanted to share that with you, and hopefully it will empower maybe your other listeners to try it out if they haven't yet. It's a little overwhelming at first, but... now that I know I'm doing it correctly, I think I'm just going to keep on doing it as much as I can for the week that I have it.
That's great. Would you, just curiosity here, if you were to look at now the list of online healings that we have that typically would overwhelm anybody, I guess it goes on forever.
Right.
If you were to look at it now, how do you feel from like a week ago when you would have looked at it as compared to now? Because most of those kind of like just look like words and don't really resonate to you.
Well, it's an interesting question because I actually did that a couple weeks ago. And I was like, made a list of all of them that I thought that I needed. And I was looking at them. Actually, I had the website up as I was doing my... lifetime emotional clearing last night, and I was looking at them and I'm going, oh, you know, maybe I don't need as many as I thought, or it wasn't even like that concrete. I was just sort of like, I'm going to have to like go back and look at this again and decide which ones I really need, because I do think there are maybe a few that I need, but I definitely don't need all the ones that I thought in the beginning, which was like a page. So yeah, it definitely would encourage anybody that's thinking about doing any healings, like do the whole lifetime emotional first and then see how you feel after you do that.
That's great. That's perfect.
Yeah, so it's definitely like there are still a few that I want to do that are like specific to my issues, but actually a lot of things today didn't seem as overwhelming as they normally would.
Well, you probably have a new life once your body integrates everything a couple of days from now then.
Yeah, that's great to know. I didn't realize that, so that's really cool. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so your body does have to catch up to the clearing. It's not that you got to process anything mentally or do anything, you know, emotionally, because that's already, you know, those are gone. It's just your body now will be getting more into it. When it gets more energy.
Right, that's why...
Yeah.
That makes total sense. That's why I was wondering about the timeline crashing for my brother. Like, I don't want to overdo it. Like, I want to give him a chance, I guess, for his...
Yeah, I don't think you can really overdo the timeline crashing.
Okay.
I don't think you're going to be overdoing anything. But they might have him anyway, so he probably would not know what's happening. You're leasing and freeing him.
He's pretty out of it, so...
If you just release the grip off of him, so he may all of a sudden show great improvement here coming up.
Great. Well, I will keep you posted.
Okay, wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Liz, for calling.
Okay, bye, you're
Liz.
Welcome. Good night. Bye, Kathy. Thanks.
Well, I had mentioned the body jump start clearing, Ron, and... someone wrote in the fast chat that the body jump start is packed with what we need to help us out of the dung pile. So that's just, thank you, Holly, for posting that. And that is just how important it is. And Ron has put this together just so it would really reach us everywhere that we need. It's kind of hard to figure out ourselves. But this package makes it a lot easier and quite affordable. And having an extension on it is really helpful because I know before I finished with it, I had to go out of town. So I'm glad that you did that, Ron. So thank you. And Ron, we do have a couple of questions of people that put them in the very beginning. So I feel like I should read them now. Ryan is asking, what clearings are prerequisite in order to do the 4-in-1 clearing?
Okay, yeah, normally the emotional and mental for sure, and maybe the sensory, which I would have to probably do for you, or you do it underneath the special clearing. And that would work that way too. The you might need another one possibly, but those are for sure. So at least the mental and the emotional. And that way, you're going to get rid of the energies that's kind of preventing you. I would even probably recommend, to do maybe that a 2,000 Year of Darkness, which is a free clearing. You may want to do that also to get rid of energies that could prevent you from understanding where you are here. That's a good clearing. But mainly, the you need to get the energy cleared out of you enough so that you're twin flame will have the availability to come to you and be able to communicate with you. So that's what it's about. So basically, that's what I used to do is those three initially. The sensory is a past life emotional trauma release. And that way you're starting to diffuse energies that are kind of waiting to pop up into this lifetime. And that's a big help. So emotional and mental, definitely for sure. Sensory, possibly. I would recommend doing that. And also the 2,000 Year of Darkness barcode. And that's a free clearing. Get that off of you. So, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, a couple more comments about the body jumpstart clearing. CMD saying it was the best package ever and it brought my life back. And Jessica said she loves the jumpstart also and she's so glad to have it. And Cindy was asking earlier if our other invisible bodies have memory of the healings that you perform on the radio program, or the regular healings, or the healings you perform on the program, Ron.
Is that the question? Let me restate that. So the question is, if you have one body cleared, will the other bodies understand or know that something is happening to them? Do you think that's what the question is?
Yes, and will they remember it?
Since they're created in time, because remember, the Earth Spirit had to create these invisible bodies to work in time, would they remember something else being done? I would assume so. I don't know if they're going to think like you think, but they will. Remember, all they are is like record keepers. And so they could possibly understand that another body got cleared. Another way of looking at it is like on your computer, If you have two different programs, are they going to interface? Possibly. but typically not. So I don't know how to answer that, you know. It kind of goes both ways. But I'd probably more than likely say, you know, maybe 95% that they're not going to recognize another clearing because they don't live there. They only were created for a specific energy to help you out with. So I would say possibly not.
Thanks, Ron. And Mike P., Cindy, Liz, Bonnie, and Bryce were saying earlier that they felt the invisible body clearings you did at the top of the show. And Mike P. is kind of new. He's saying that he feels very comfortable with all the clearings, and he's comfortable with the clone talk after only being here 2 months. And so he is asking for a little bit of clarification, Ron. Are the clone calls the most important thing to be for him to be doing right now, based on what you said before about the clone?
I would say that would probably be correct, only because you start getting more of yourself here. And each time we bring back a part of you, then you have more spirit energy going into your body and also more of your spirit that looks out of your eyes. So we're bringing those back. Each time we get rid of a clone, the body's gone, and then we take out of that body, you know, the spirit that's being used to materialize it. So I would say that would be correct. I'd have to probably have somebody else call in, if somebody would do so, who's been on maybe a few of these clone calls, to maybe tell the people how they feel as compared to, you know, when we didn't do the calls. Because the clone calls are fairly recent. I don't know, maybe 6 months or so ago I started doing them.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been longer, I don't know, but I'm guessing 6 months to pick a number here. I did do decloning calls back in, samples back in New York in October. And that, I think, was at the middle of October of last year. So I've been doing these probably, you know, maybe end of the year, I think. I'm not sure. But if somebody out there has been doing a few of these calls, maybe you could just call in. That would be greatly appreciated. Just to say how you feel. Maybe your body's completely changed. Maybe your skin's softer. Maybe you had a problem and it just all of a sudden out of nowhere vanished because of these calls. Just be interesting to know. Maybe your life is getting better. You know, maybe you just feel happier. Maybe you feel less pressure on you, you know. It'd be nice to know what somebody has, you know, how they view the way the clone calls are working for them. For me, it's wonderful to see people and to hear the comments about, especially when you see, you know, like flowers change before your eyes. And you go, wow, this thing radiates. And so that was made from the pile? Oh, yeah. And so you have to realize that, like the initial question, I think, was, is everything around us, you know, created from the dung pile, which is what we added? Yes, it is. And it's a fabrication. That's how the darkness uses light, in a sense, its light, to create. And it takes part of the source spirit energy that's been all mixed up and sliced and diced up, and it still has some spirit energy to it, but that's how they manifest. Everything around you is from the darkness. And unfortunately, that's the way it works. And that's what they use. So when you get that away from you and you come more into yourself, then you know that stuff around you is very strange. You know, you're living on a strange planet here. So if anybody would love to call in, that'd be great.
And just to get some further discernment for Mike, he's wondering if he's doing timeline crashes. And so could you just give him an idea of how many clones would be removed as compared to getting on the decloning calls? Because he knows some clones are being removed, but how do they compare?
Okay. What happens is when you do one timeline crash, on one timeline, you're removing yourself one time. So if you did 100 timeline crashes, you're being disconnected 100 times with a clone body on those timelines, along with millions of other people that are associating with you. And this is probably why you feel so much better. Not that you got rid of, yourself, of being replicated on it, and your spirit does come back here as you get more and more of you there, but the connection to other people, remember, just think how you'd be courted if you had all these people on a timeline. Just think of going to a location, maybe like a shopping center, and you see 1,000 people in an hour, and they could all be courting you. It could be the same thing on a timeline. So they're really taking away a lot of energy from you as you come back here, from each particular timeline incarnation. So you want to get rid of those timelines. But each timeline will typically only release one of you. I don't think they fabricate you more than one time on that particular timeline. They could take you sideways and replicate you that way, but each timeline is just probably mainly one of you, I would think. I'm probably 95% correct on that one also. But it's the energy outside of yourself, these unwanted travelers and everything around that is there that's connecting to you and all the other replicas of people that are taking away your life force. And when you finally come back here, you feel, just wonderful. That's why you feel so good after doing timeline crashing. And if nobody else, if you're new to this, get on there and do it for 1 week, and you're going to be amazed. Just take your emotional issues that you have or physical conditions and timeline crash it. If you have a problem physically, do 100 or more timelines and then see how you feel after that. If you feel a little better, then do another 100 or 200. So keep doing those to help yourself out. So back to you, Kathy.
Thank you. Yes, some people were asking for some timeline crashes, Ron. Maybe we could explain now that you can buy the timeline crashes online, and they're, $30 for a month, and you're unlimited use, and you can put several up on your screen at once and then just keep running them with the same issue. Somebody wanted a timeline crash for Easter Sunday. How would we go about doing that, Ron?
Okay, well, that's in the past, but remember, everything affects you. And your past definitely will affect you because you're living the past of your ancestors. So we'll do a timeline crash for Easter. We'll do it for 10 years ago. We'll go back 10 years and just see how that affects you. Here we go. One timeline, so I'll have to count to 10 for each one. I'll probably do 5 of these. So it's only 5 timelines that you're on 10 years ago. And you could be on, 100 or maybe even 1,000 of them. So remember, this is why you want to do a lot of timeline crashes. But this is 10 years ago. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That one is crashing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Another crash. Different timeline. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Another timeline crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Another one bit the dust here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. That's 5 timeline crashes for Easter. That was 10 years ago. And now we'll do last Sunday. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. One timeline gone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Another one gone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 3 is gone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 4 is gone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. We got 5 timeline crashes for last Easter a few days ago. Back to you, Kathy. And the timeline
crashes. Thank you for that, Ron.
Yeah, they could take 5 minutes to maybe 45 minutes to crash. So you may not feel anything until maybe 45 minutes from now.
So hang on, right? Okay. So new and newbie are asking, they're interested in doing timeline crashes, and we're wondering how would you specifically word them? Maybe we could give a little bit of logistical information. How would you word the timeline crash? And, for example, let's say if we wanted to timeline crash today's date or a certain emotion or event.
Yeah, make it very simple, whatever it seems to be. You don't want to get into long dialogues, I have a sore back, sore right toe, you know, anxiety over my boyfriend yelling at me, you know, something like that. A sadness because I ran over my flowers driving out of the driveway or something like that. But just keep it really, really simple. Don't get into a long dialogue. So it's just a storyline. All you want to do is put the facts. And the facts would be running over a flower, okay? That's it on you know, today, yesterday, you know. Maybe you stepped on an earthworm, you know, and you felt sorry for the earthworm. Well, that's going to be stored inside of you, so release that out of you. Back to you, Kathy.
And Janice wants to know, on the clone calls, do you do two timelines at once?
No, I do one timeline at a time. I do one timeline at a time until everybody is completed with that. And I normally do two timelines per issue. So if we were to work
two
with
per issue.
Brains, what we would be doing brains typically two times. Sometimes I might do three, but it would be, you know, at least one timeline per issue that we bring up. And I normally work with body location. So like eyes and ears, mouth, you know, something like that, heart. Feet, ankles. So that's what we work with on the calls. And if there's anything attached to you on a timeline there, then if you're dealing with it on a problem, then we, you know, get you off of that. So, and it helps a lot. Maybe we can get a caller to call in. We have a short time left, maybe 5 minutes here. Maybe somebody can call in who has done some of those calls. That'd be great.
Yes, I want to say that Mike P., you're doing great for someone new. He says he likes to crash every emotion he can think of, and it's very effective. So you just put the emotion in, keep it real simple, like Ron said. And let's see what else. Ron, if people have a lot of, if they're old, up in years, do they have a lot more clones?
The clones come about because of the issues, okay? So, if you have a lot of physical issues, you know, maybe for instance, you know, your back hurts, so that's an issue. Maybe you're in a skiing accident, so you're limping because your knee never was, you know, maybe got broken and it's not right. Maybe you wore off the cartilage, you know, that's another issue physically. Maybe you got hit in the head with a baseball bat when you're, you know, in third grade, so your head always hurts you. Maybe your vision is a little bit off. These are all issues that you could put in. So, yeah, the more you experience life, typically the more problems you're going to be having. So that's the way I would look at that because you have more time here to be attached to. So, you know, when you do these clearings, you become more non-reactive to things because you're just being taken away. But the other flip side of the coin, if you are older, and you have these concerns or conditions that you know about, then by all means, do the death barcode. Very, very important. You want to get rid of that death barcode, and then you get the stress one. So, you know, if you happen to go to a doctor or somebody, and they say, you know, you have this this condition, you know, right away you're going to go, uh-oh, you know, well, that means that's a barcode. If you have a condition or something, boy, you better wake up, get that barcode off you. Because that means that you were living with this for a long time. Remember, it takes a long time to manifest. And it could take 20 years. So you may have had it lurking for 20 years, and now it's in your reality. So do the barcode clearing. And that's very, very important. So if you are older, I'd say over 30 years of age, I would say, you know, I would definitely do the death barcode. That's in your natal chart. It'll get you eventually, unless you get it off of you. They don't want you to be here once you get to a certain age because your spirit energy is getting weakened each time you go through life. That's what we're here to do, is to get you with more spirit energy. So by all means, do that death barcode. So if you're over 30, I'd recommend highly to do that. First do the emotion, and then do the death barcode. Back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for that explanation, Ron. And I do believe we have a caller. I heard a beep earlier, and we just have a few minutes left. So if there is a caller still there, would you please go ahead and state your name and your question for Ron? Go ahead, please.
No caller.
Oh, I must have heard a beep on my phone. Sorry about that. Okay, but that's good because then we can answer the question that CMD had and Rex about if clones, once you clear them, what happens to them, and do they remember anything, go back in the programs, and what happens to the clones after you've cleared them?
Okay, the clones are put into, like, hibernation. The light chip is not going to destroy that life form, but it will give it a spirit energy for the body and a spirit to materialize the blueprint after ascension. So it's not going to terminate the clones that are living with you, because they are precious. Look at your body right now. Look in the mirror. Life's not going to terminate what you're looking at, okay, even though it was created by darkness. So that's the way it works. It's going to do that.
Okay, Ron, did you hear the question?
Yes, am I coming through okay? Yes, I heard it.
Well, it seems like Ron got disconnected. So I've heard Ron say about that question is that once the clones are decloned, they're gone. They're gone for good. But our emotions keep creating new clones. So that's what I've heard. And I know I do the clone calls myself, and I feel like they're gone.
Okay, are you
it's
there, Kathy?
It's not entities that keep coming back. So, Ron, are you there?
Yeah.
Seems like you got disconnected.
Can you hear me okay? Hello? Okay, hopefully we're here. I might have a phone problem here with my cell phone, but here we go. Yeah, so the clones will not be terminated, will not be destroyed by the light. They will just be put into, like, hibernation. And then from there, when the universe of light happens, where they turn off the light for ascension, whenever that's going to be, then they will be automatically given light energy. And so the dung pile body of you that you see now, we'll say, will now be light. And they'll have a spirit to energize the light body of that manifestation. So that's good news. So you don't have to worry about having, you know, the replicas of you terminated, because that will not happen that way. And that'll be the same thing after ascension time that we talk about in 2012 here, if that is where the darkness comes in and takes away everybody and just puts a true 100% clone here. Those bodies will also have a chance to go to the light. So it'll be very, very good to have them energized from wherever they came from. So we have two different types of clones. We have the clones that are true clones, no spirit and no body energy whatsoever of light. And then the other ones are the clone replicas of people walking here on this planet. And you can watch people change, especially if you watch TV. You can see people change all the time as they do different types of programs. And go onto YouTube and look at the energies there. I know our show is coming to a close here pretty quickly, but yeah, the clones will not be terminated. And just look up clones, maybe, or shapeshifter, something like that on YouTube, and you're going to see and watch people physically change before your eyes. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. We will not have our Q&A tonight. And thank you, Kathy. Thank you, callers. And blessings. And tomorrow night is our clone night. Thursday is for getting the replicas of you released. $20, and we'll be doing that at 5:30 PST. That's you, Kathy. Hey, everybody. So we'll be ending our BBS program. Blessings to all of you. And hopefully we'll see you on the decloning call tomorrow, PST, at 5:30. Blessings. Good night, everybody.